morning and welcome to Green Rock Radio. I'm your host, and sitting in with me today is, wait, Tyler Tracy's gone today. That fool is stuck in traffic or on the road somewhere. He's probably lost again. Anyway, he'll be back by later with our Tar Sands Blues update. But this morning, I'm excited. We got a lot of ground to cover this morning because Monsanto is upon us. The Monsanto protest is upon us. It's at 1 o'clock at the Capitol. If you care about food, if you care about not living in a toxic wasteland, you'll be down at the Capitol today expressing your disappointment with the Monsanto protection that President Obama signed. I just scratch my head at that guy sometimes. All this, you know, hope and change stuff when he first got elected, I was really on board with him. But I have to say that some of the decisions he's made in regards to energy and environment, it doesn't match up with the rhetoric, and it doesn't match up with who I thought he was. But so many times our leaders disappoint us because we've got the tyranny of two parties. We have two parties for 350 million people. Does that make a lot of sense to you guys out there? It doesn't to me. I think there's more opinions expressed than two. So anyway, our guests today are Louis Alamayu. Can you help me out with that again?
Alamayu.
Alamayu. I don't know. I'm in trouble with that. Everybody who's listened to the show knows that Dale's a little bit name-challenged. And then Dylan Kesty. And we have so much information. I'm going to shut up and let these gentlemen talk because they are some fascinating people. I'm going to just go right into the introductions. Louis Alamayu. Alamayu. One more time.
Alamayu.
Alamayu. Alamayu. That is a beautiful name. I was just talking about that when we came out. My name sounds like I want to start a bar fight, and his is like peace. So I just got all calmed down a little bit when he finally got me to say his name right. Louis Alamayu is a writer, educator, activist, poet, father, and grandfather of African and Native American heritage. He offers workshops and consultations on racism, culture, environmental justice, and community building. His writing has appeared in national and international publications such as the International Process Work Journal, DRUM, the Transitions Network, and the Energy Bulletin. I'm blanking on that.
Alamayu.
Alamayu. Such a simple thing. Is a founding member of the seminal award-winning poetry jazz ensemble Ancestor Energy. In 2009, the Minnesota Spoken Word Association presented Alamayu an Urban Griot Award for 30 years of excellence as a pioneering spoken word artist. In late 2011, Louis developed the concept of Minneapolis Energy Options, MEO, with George Crocker and Timothy Denner Thomas. In 2012, the Process Work Institute in Portland, Oregon, certified Louis as a World Work Elder. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And Dylan Kesty. Dylan Kesty is a campaign coordinator with the Minneapolis Energy Options, a campaign to keep our city's energy options open so we can secure a clean, affordable, Excel-free, maybe, reliable and local energy future. Dylan holds a dual degree in global politics and communications from the College of St. Scholastica and an MA in global environmental policy from American University based in Washington, D.C. Dylan worked as an intern with the Environmental Working Group in Washington, D.C., lobbying for a fair and sustainable farm bill. Yes! Love Minneapolis, the Minneapolis bill, by the way, the urban farm bill. We'll talk about that later. Most recently, Dylan was teaching with the Higher Education Consortium of Urban Affairs, HECUA, as the instructor to a semester-long program on environmental sustainability. As an organizer, Dylan continues to work for social, racial, and environmental justice and policy and practice as a policy advocate and activist. He is a co-founder of the Great Minnesota Outing, volunteers with Youth Farm and Market Project, and is a member of Sustainable Progress Through Engaging Active Citizens, SPIAC. Man, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Alamayu.
We are
Did I get
guys.
It right finally? Alamayu.
Alamayu.
Alamayu. They call me Mr. Alamayu. So anyway, I like to start out by just introducing you as a person in your own words. That was their own words, by the way. I love getting people in the room that are way smarter than me and can actually pronunciate words properly. I'm a little bit off. My family's gone up north, and I couldn't sleep last night. You know, I was up to like 1:30, and so I'm kind of might be a little bit stumbling today, so I'm going to try and not say anything here as little as possible. And, yeah, good luck with that, right? Alamayu. So I would like to talk to you first about your life. This is kind of a fascinating place that you're at. Can you kind of walk me through your how you got here, how you got to internalizing the value of the environment and this these actions that you're taking now in your life? Because I've had my own, and I can kind of walk through my aha moments, and I find it fascinating to listen to other people's aha moments. So can you walk me through that?
Yeah, well, I'll try to do that in a pretty concise way, but it's been a kind of a long, winding journey. Mm-hmm. I was born on the south side of Chicago right at the end of the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And the part of Chicago that my parents moved to from the original neighborhood that they grew up in Chicago, which was before their families moved there in the late 20s, it was an Orthodox Jewish community. Mm-hmm. But they were part of one of the big migrations of African Americans in the U.S. My father's family came out of the South into Chicago. My mother's family came out of Canada and Upper Michigan into Chicago. And in part, I'm a descendant of some real activists. Like one of my great-great-great-grandfathers was a conductor on the Underground Railroad.
Wow.
And eventually escaped into Ontario, where he was part of a settlement that was started by a man named Josiah Henson, whose story, his real-life story, ended up being the model for Uncle Tom's Cabin. And this man was a very progressive, far-thinking man who realized that if we were going to have freedom, we needed our own piece of ground, we needed to take care of ourselves. And so these two families met in Chicago in an area that the city ended up growing around, but it was had open spaces, urban fields. So I had this sense of growing up in the country and a connection to the environment, which is where I was happiest. So I have this very rich, diverse background in terms of being African, Native American, and European. And today my family, extended family, is of a very wide range of folks. And I think what we find, what we have in common, is our connection to the earth, and our and the ways that our original cultures respected the water, the air, the land, and one another.
And so that has been at the core of what is driving you, of trying to get back to that.
I mean, yeah, to reclaim it in ways that make sense in terms of
where we're
at now. 21st century. Yeah.
That, I love Chicago, going down visiting there, because every stupid little square foot of dirt has a little fence around it and a little bonsai garden or something growing out of it. You know, it's very precious, you know, to find a piece of dirt and all that concrete and asphalt. And I was amazed at all the small, little, very beautiful gardens just kind of scattered throughout the city. And that's what I do with my business. You know, we try to recreate. I've got a team of gardeners that are just fantastic. Good morning, Lauren and Benji and Tracy. So we're trying to do that. I think that when we go camping, you kind of reboot yourself. You kind of rejuice.
Exactly.
And find those connections. And same question to you, Dylan Kesty. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale, and thank you so much. It's great to see you again.
Yeah.
And I think about this question often when we talk about Minneapolis Energy Options and where I came from. And I am Dylan Kesty, and I was born in Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth?
Duluth. I'm a Finnish boy, a Suomalainen poika. And when I was growing up, I grew up at the foot of Jay Cook State Park, and I had the St. Louis River running through my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I think of that natural environment of being a very inviting place and a place that I loved and would love to preserve. But that isn't my avenue into environmental justice or environmental activism. It was actually the food system, growing up in a low-income family with growing up on food stamps and realizing that this food system is destructive to our health. And it's destructive in multiple layers. It's like, who has access to healthy food, and how that food is grown, it disproportionately impacts low-income families and communities of color. And through my college experience, interacting with different organizations, working with different organizations and activism, it came really deep into my life and affected me in ways that I realized that we cannot have a fair, just, or healthy food system without changing how we interact with the earth and how we respect the air, the soil, the water, and the sky. Right. If we don't change our relationship with that, we are not going to survive.
Yeah, I agree. Well, people just seem to lose touch of where their food comes from. From the store, of course, right? All comes from the store, from Aldi's and Cub Foods. That's where we get our food. They really have lost touch with getting your hands in the ground and feeling the dirt and the quality of the dirt and having the respect for that. I mean, that's where everything we have comes from. The table, the radio, the microphone, everything is coming out of substances from the ground. And our relationship with that ground is extremely important to our survival. So
it's very magical and transformative. Like when you work in the soil, it does something to your whole sense of centeredness,
right,
and peace.
Right. Well, I've been this year's. I've had the time to work very heavily in my gardens, and basically we transformed our whole half-acre lot in Roseville. And I said this repeatedly on the show, but it's the whole street is indoor-outdoor carpeting. That's what I call grass, with all these teams of gas-chugging lawnmowers going up and down the street. And I just said, nope, not going there, not doing that. I don't even want to need a push mower. So we have gardens everywhere. But we're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Green Rock Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Be right back.
Hey parents, looking for a way to keep your tykes hands-on this summer? Tyler here from Green Rock Radio and Go Solar Workshop to tell you about our brand new camps for kids grades K through 9. Unlock the world of green energy for your kids by showing them that the sun can be fun too. This summer, we're building solar race cars, robots, and snap-together gadgets, all the while learning the important stuff about green energy. It's bound to be a blast, so if you want your kids to be happy campers this summer, visit GoSolarWorkshop.com or just give us a call at 1-855-SOLAR-01. That's 1-855-765-2701.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund. Join us this Saturday at 8 a.m. for Food Freedom Radio.
And I'm Karen Olson-Johnson. We're going to be talking with those who are organizing the March Against Monsanto.
And it's Saturday, May 25th at the Minnesota State Capitol. Right to Know Minnesota is going to be there, and we're going to be there all day, too.
And we're going to be there, so come and meet with us and then listen to us. We're going to learn all about this march.
And why are we marching, Karen?
I think it has something to do with bees and animals and eels and salmon and apple.
So join us Saturday, May 25th at the Minnesota State Capitol, 1 o'clock.
Reflections of New Minnesotans is a weekly program on immigrants living in Minnesota. I'm your host, Juliana Kessa-Opoti. Listen every Saturday at 2 p.m. as I interview people from Minnesota's diverse immigrant communities to discuss culture, lifestyle, and the important issues that new Minnesotans care about. Reflections of New Minnesotans is sponsored by YouCare, improving the health of its members through innovative services and partnerships across communities. YouCare, healthcare that starts with you. Learn more at youcare.org.
Lavender Magazine is your connection to a diverse and vibrant Minnesota. From restaurant and theatrical reviews to in-depth conversations with artists and community leaders, pick up a copy from one of over 800 locations. And visit us online at lavendermagazine.com to search our interactive events calendar, even download our daily award-winning podcasts from Big Gay News and Wanda Wisdom. Lavender Magazine, unleash your inner gay.
This year, bring your family to historic Fort Snelling. Tour the restored barracks, store, and hospital. See exhibits on the Civil War, World War II, and Dakota Indian history. Plus, the fort offers plenty of live action. Watch soldiers march, play games from the 1800s, meet frontier characters, and don't miss the daily cannon firing. Stop by the fort for Memorial Day weekend. See vintage uniforms, weapons, and big military demos Memorial Day weekend at historic Fort Snelling by Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
Looking to be on the cutting edge of renewable technology? Want to become energy independent? Or just tired of paying high electric bills? Minnesota Wind Technologies vertical access wind turbines are your answer. Our wind turbines are aesthetically pleasing, urban and suburban compatible, make very little noise, and have almost no vibration. Call Mike at 952-406-0022 today for a free wind analysis of your business or home. That's Mike at 952-406-0022. Or visit us at mnwind.us. That's mnwind.us.
Just about that protest today.
Good.
We'll talk about it.
And welcome back to Green Rock Radio. I'm your host, Dale Howie, and this program is brought to you by Lee Olson of Warm Windows, Go Solar Workshop, and Urban and Minnesota Wind with Jay Nygaard, and Green Rock Radio, Green Rock Apartments, and Green Rock Gardens. So welcome back, and today our guests are Louis Alamayou and Dylan Kesty. They are working on energy independence for Minneapolis, and I think they can say it more eloquently today because today I'm having trouble with my mouth. So, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, and I hate sleeping through those hours. So I was up a little late last night. Anyway, I was going to launch into a Monsanto thing about today, but I'm going to save that because I really want to get into this energy issue in Minneapolis, and they have a lot of important things to say, and we have a lot of ground to cover. So I'm going to shoot out the first question to Dylan. Who is Minneapolis Energy Options?
That's great. Thank you so much, Dale. Minneapolis Energy Options is a coalition of organizations that is partnered with citizens and a lot of partners of neighborhood associations and other environmental organizations working to increase access to clean and affordable and reliable energy in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And it's, honestly, we're doing this at this once-in-a-generation opportunity. Mm-hmm. And why is it so unique is because we have two franchise agreements, one with Xcel and one with CenterPoint, that both expire at the end of 2014.
Holy cats.
Yeah, it's really soon here. And we're saying, okay, we could maintain the status quo and sign away equivalent to
our rights.
Yeah.
Like we've been doing.
Yeah.
Like Obama did with the Monsanto Protection Act.
You know, and
with so many other things recently.
In the city of Minneapolis, ratepayers pay about $450 million a year to Xcel and CenterPoint. That's about $9 billion over 20 years. So we're talking about signing all 20 years of that money away. Or we could think about local investment.
You mean investing in ourselves?
We could invest in the green energy economy. We could talk about local jobs, solar on every building in Minneapolis, moving from one megawatt of solar to 800 megawatts of solar in downtown Minneapolis.
I got a little tidbit for you on the solar on every house idea. The money we used for the Iraq war would have put solar on every house in America and saved us $160 billion a year in energy costs. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So it's about smart investing. What you're talking about is smart investing, not handing over the reins of our lives to somebody else. So continue, Dylan.
We do this. In Minneapolis, we have this right, and we have the freedom to choose. And that's what we want Minneapolis residents to do, be able to vote yes on Minneapolis energy options to explore a clean, affordable, reliable, and affordable energy future. We want to keep rates low. Mm-hmm. We want to be buying local energy that's healthy for our economy, that's healthy for the environment, that's life-giving for all of us, instead of importing polluting fuel.
I have nothing to say to that. Just I agree, yes, and ditto. Personally, on my business, I've got up to 60,000 watts of solar up so mm-hmm. far with minimal incentives. And I'm just driven, so I'm so excited about the sea change that we're seeing and the sea change in attitude. Solar works in Minnesota. We already have two solar companies that are manufacturing panels, Silicon Energy and 10K Solar, who are manufacturing panels in Minnesota. This could drive that, you know, over the edge and grease the wheels and get us moving in the right direction. We got to move on this, folks. So what are the goals of this campaign?
Goals are to get to get something on the ballot in November. I didn't expect you to throw that ball to me so quickly.
we're just rolling with it, man. It's okay. It's all good. Just take a breath. Take a hand. Have a sip of coffee or water.
We want all the citizens of Minneapolis to have a choice in November that empowers the city council to examine and explore what it would take to have a local system that was municipal. We have a right. municipal water system. We want to look at the possibility of having a municipal energy system. And if the examination would prove that it was clean, affordable, reliable, and local, maybe we would head down that road. Mm-hmm. But we're not saying it has to happen. We want to just theoretically
explore our options.
Look at our options
you gotta
to
do
see
that.
The benefits.
I mean, if you have somebody come over to do some work in your house, you're not just going to take the first person you see and say, hey, what's the bid on this, and just go with that. You're going to, you know, you're going to call a couple people and check it out. So what is the current situation? It's just basically we have this contract set up with them, and we're handing them all our money.
Well, one example of the current situation was people have been cutting back on their energy use because it's smart and it helps people save money. Well, Xcel then asked for a rate increase because they weren't making as many profits as before.
Yeah.
So we cut back and we pay for it still.
Yeah. Minneapolis residents should not be paying more to use less energy. We should get rewarded for doing so. And even if now there's a rebate in discussion about paying for that first, you know, $8 more a month we were paying, that's not the energy future that's healthy for our economy. Mm-hmm. When at this time, when economic hardship, Minneapolis residents, again, should not be paying more to use less energy. Mm-hmm. We should be moving into a 21st century grid. We should be moving into talking about energy efficiency and conservation and rewarding people for doing what is right for all of us in this community.
Right. And the thing, too, about solar, how the game is rigged on solar currently, they do net metering. It's called net metering. But you don't get fair value because you still get socked with fees and everything. Because what I'm seeing on my bills, I mean, you try to understand one of those bills. I think any of the professors at the U wouldn't be able to understand this bill to see where it's coming and going on how they, you know, the fees, they up the fees. This is how it appears to me. And they've tried to explain it. And even the customer service can't explain it to me over at Xcel. On what all these fees are. But the fees have gone up. Even though I've got all this production of energy, my energy use is almost zero, but I'm still getting handed hundreds of dollars in bills,
yeah.
even though I'm producing most of my energy.
I mean that,
so this that situation stinks. So I'm not a big fan of Xcel and CenterPoint. They are providing a service. They are providing the infrastructure. Yay, bully for them. But, you know, they're making obscene amounts of profits on the backs of the citizenry.
And that's why we want to hold our corporate citizens accountable
yeah.
to do things that are healthy for our community. I mean, we support more conservation, energy efficiency, local renewable energy, and democratic control of our energy system.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that Minneapolis should keep its energy options open rather than locking in another 20-year relationship with utilities reliant on dirty energy
right.
during a time when dirty energy prices, clean energy technology, and our opportunities for local economic development around energy are changing so rapidly.
Right, right, exactly. Is this just a campaign to form a municipal power company for Minneapolis, which I would be all for, because why not put the profits back into the hands of the local governance and local neighborhood groups? I sure love to see some funds reinstated for some of our neighborhood organizations that got axed, you know, in the last budget rounds.
It is a campaign to keep our options open. We are not saying municipalization is the only road we should go down.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying we should not go down the road of municipalization. We're saying it should be an option on the table, as currently it is not. We can, right now, the options under current state law is to either re-sign the status quo or maybe shorten the status quo, but it's still going to be with the incumbent utilities. And we want to put pressure, working with the city council and working with the incumbent utilities to make
sure.
a cleaner, more affordable, more reliable energy future. And that threat of municipalization is that leverage tool. We want the tool in the toolbox
right.
for the city council members during the negotiations to get this right.
Right. Wonderful. Oh. Woohoo! I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, the energy company is...
Well, hold on. We're going to go to break here right now, but we're going to come back with that. We're going to come back with that after these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to Green Rock Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Let the experts at Pride Home Solutions help you choose the best siding for your home. Whether it's the environmentally friendly James Hardy fiber cement siding, the energy efficient insulated vinyl siding, or a number of other options, our expert installers will help you turn your home into a work of art. Right now, get up to $3,000 off a James Hardy siding project or up to $2,000 off any vinyl siding project. Find us online at PrideHomeSolutions.com. Pride Home Solutions. Have pride in your home.
Hey parents, looking for a way to keep your tykes hands-on this summer? Tyler here from Green Rock Radio and Go Solar Workshop to tell you about our brand new camps for kids grades K through 9. Unlock the world of green energy for your kids by showing them that the sun can be fun too. This summer, we're building solar race cars, robots, and snap-together gadgets, all the while learning the important stuff about green energy. It's bound to be a blast. So if you want your kids to be happy campers this summer, visit GoSolarWorkshop.com or just give us a call at 1-855-SOLAR-01. That's 1-855-765-2701.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hi, friends. This is Nancy Nelson. Now, I do hope you listen to the show I do Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock every afternoon. And I hope for a long time you've listened to the Saturday show I do with Johnny Command. We've always been on from 11 to noon. Well, we've gotten in the AM 950 vehicle and putted down the road just a little bit. And we are now on the air 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, won't that be neat? You can turn on the radio, lie right there in bed, and listen to Johnny and Nancy every Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Offering a progressive blend of organic pizza and cafe fare, Living Waters Market and Cafe invites you to enjoy a truly unique experience. From the good old grilled cheese to the popular walnut pesto burger, Living Waters offers organic smoothies, fresh juices, and specialty pizzas with gluten-free and vegetarian options. Whether you dine in, have them deliver, or let them cater your next event, you're sure to enjoy Living Waters Market and Cafe at 12201 Minnetonka Boulevard in Minnetonka.
AM 950 weather brought to you by Mona Restaurant and Bar. Today, a 30% chance of shower and thunderstorms before noon, then cloudy with a high near 61. Tonight, a slight chance of shower and thunder before 1 and 4 a.m., then cloudy with a low around 50. Then Sunday, 40% chance of shower and thunder before 7 a.m., then cloudy with a high near 62. At Mona Restaurant and Bar, they offer a seasonal menu of creative small plates. On Tuesdays, bring a date for the $35 per couple special. More details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
And welcome back to Green Rock Radio. I'm your host, Dale Howie. And the call-in number today is 952-946-6205. Remember, the fifth smart question caller, got a can of stupid questions, and I'm going to qualify that. The first, the fifth caller gets a free solar oven every week. So, call in, ask your question at 952-946-6205, and the fifth caller will get a free solar oven from the Solar Oven Society of Minnesota. They're made up in Roseville by hand, and we love to support those people. Cook with the sun. My solar oven, I did some Mediterranean chicken. Sorry, all you vegetarians. I did some Mediterranean chicken and apple strudel yesterday, and only cooked in like an hour and a half. That was yesterday we had sun. I'm getting confused with when it's raining and when it's not. We've had a wonderful spring on growing. Lewis, you were, and today we're speaking with Lewis Alameo, and Dylan Kesty. Did I get that right again, Alameo?
Just a little bit off, but very close. You're getting better.
Close, but no cigar. Alameo, you were finishing up a thought when we went to break last time. Can you continue? Please.
Yeah, I guess the point that I wanted to make was what we're struggling with. And it seems to me that a big thing that we're struggling with in this issue is the profit motive.
Well, let's reintroduce the topic. We're talking about the fact that the CenterPoint Energy and Xcel Energy Utility Companies, their lease is up at the end of 2014. And it's Val from Hopkins on the air. Hold on just a second, Val. We'll be right with you. But I just wanted to reintroduce the topic and then continue, please.
Okay. Well, if a company is based upon the idea that they've got to make continual increasing profits and they're accountable to
stockholders,
Sure. We're dealing with a limited resource and a limited environment that can only take so much. So if they want more and more money based upon the use of oil and coal, it's like an end game kind of situation, and they can't keep making more and more. So my perspective is that we need to change to a system, at least in part, that really is sustainable. There's that word again. And
well,
so
if it's sustainable, we shouldn't be doing it because it's not sustainable.
Right.
Because it ain't going to be sustained.
Yeah.
And we only got one planet, unless you're going to hang out with Gingrich on the moon in one of his moon bubbles.
Yeah. Well, we've made a real god of the profit motive. And there's places where it really works, and it works fine, and there's places where it doesn't. And around energy is one of those places where it doesn't work, and that's just the way it is.
Well, we've substituted money, or God for money, the idea of God. God, to me, is the power of transformation. And all you can throw up your hands like, that's not my God. My God is a power of transformation, transformative growth. That's the business model we should be about, is transformative growth. Not profit-driven growth. That is the difference. So, excuse me, we got a caller, Val from Hopkins. Good morning, Val. Val, you're on the
air. I'll just lump them all together. I kind of was thinking, to me, XL is basically a government because they can randomly charge whatever they want. You know, I put these solar panels on, all of a sudden they say you got to charge me 10 extra bucks a month because I don't know why. I can't really get a good argument. And then the other reason is... the other thing I was thinking is I'd like to hear your explanation of why there's two parties of government, and to my way of believing, there's only one, and
they're all taking my money.
So
Val, you're talking about other planet temperatures again. Come on, you got to ask a good question. I'm just messing with you, Val. you know, that is another show, Val, the why we only have two parties. Man, I'm with you on that one.
I got a quick answer for it. It has a lot to do with World Wrestling Federation.
Say what?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to hang up and listen.
It's a fixed fight. It's for the drama.
Ah, okay. I love it. It's a fixed fight. I like that motif. That's a good one. I'm going to keep that one up. That's why we got Jesse Ventura in there. Diane from St. Louis Park, you're on the air on Green Rock Radio. Do you have a question for our guest today?
Well, he might question things once. I just want to make four quick points that this maximizing of profits thing is kind of a false thing, because most corporate charters, and I'm sure they're under a corporate charter, are energy companies. The first thing is provide a good product. The second thing, they're supposed to give opportunity to the workers. Number three, serve the community. And number four, their last priority is to provide a reasonable return for investors. And the system now, we've just let them turn it on its head, and we're saying we have to maximize profit. That's the last thing they're supposed to be doing. There's supposed to be, and so we as a public, we have to be demanding accountability, and we have to educate the investor class that isn't their first priority. They have maximum products or profits, but the last. And then please mention regarding to the party situation is because we don't have instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting, that would free up sustainable parties.
Yep, I agree with you full 100%, Diane. Instant runoff voting. Yes. Look it up.
Ranked choice voting is a more modern term, I guess. But thank you for your wonderful show.
Oh, thank you, Diane. Thank you. So her points. I like her points. You want to take that?
Well, we do have ranked choice voting in Minneapolis. It's actually going to be during the November.
And Duluth, too, don't we?
I'm not sure about that. Sorry, Dale. I don't know for sure. Okay. But currently, we do have ranked choice voting in Minneapolis, and it's exciting this year that we do have it. And I would agree with you that we have to be holding our corporate citizens accountable, and that's what this campaign's about. We're saying that XL and CenterPoint, you've been corporate neighbors, but you know, we haven't seen large investments in local energy in our communities. We have the capacity to be generating energy locally instead of importing polluting fuel from other places. Mm-hmm. We want you to be doing things that are healthy for the economy and healthy for our people and healthy for the environment. And then we know we can do this. And so signing on to Minneapolis Energy Options as a citizen is supporting that effort. And signing on as a city council member is allowing the citizens to have the freedom to choose. And so when you log on to www.minneapolisenergyoptions.org, you can donate to keep this fight going. And you can also volunteer with us to support a clean, affordable, reliable energy future for all in Minneapolis.
Thank you. And thanks, Dan, again, for those points. A little history. I mean, corporations were first founded because as items got more complex, that when the owner of a company died, the service they would be handed to a family member, whatever. And if that wasn't there, it would just be dissolved. So corporations were founded in order to keep continuity on some of these services. However, the wheels came off the bus when under Reagan they allowed shares to be given in consideration instead of just pay. So so the people who were running the show became directly involved with they benefited directly from the price of shares because that would drive up their pay. So before they were taking a salary. Then they were able to get stock options as consideration. And that was only allowed, under Reagan. They changed the rules on that. I don't know if I forget the exact mechanisms for that, but I know at that point in history, that's when the wheels came off the bus, and that's when profit-taking was really targeted. So changing the dynamic of corporations and those 4 points you mentioned, Diane. So anyway, back to what we're talking about, which is the utility companies. What are some other examples of other cities and what other cities are doing? Can you speak to that, either one of you gentlemen?
That's great, Dale. Thank you so much. I mean, this is such an exciting time. We're looking at Minneapolis is doing something that's so cutting edge that sometimes we get lost in this conversation. But the moment of opportunity is that we are not the new people doing this. 1 in 7 Americans are currently served by a municipal utility. And on the national average, municipal utilities get the lights on faster mm-hmm. and keep the lights on longer mm-hmm. than investor-owned utilities.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because the investor-owned utilities take all the large population centers and all the small towns in the country have to fend for themselves, so they have to develop these farmer co-ops.
But there's also really large municipal utilities. Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Antonio, and much larger cities are municipal utilities and have really aggressive climate action goals of reducing mm-hmm. greenhouse gas emissions wow. and having clean and affordable energy. And that's why in 2011, Boulder, Colorado voted on the same action that we are actively pursuing in Minneapolis. We're modeling this campaign after the success of what happened in Boulder, where the citizens voted yes on the ballot measure that would authorize the city council to look into municipalization in Boulder. And that authorized the city council to do a feasibility study and look at, can we do this? What are the roadblocks? How much will this cost? And after doing that study, they have found that they can increase access to clean and affordable energy by 54% and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 50% so they can keep their energy clean, affordable, and reliable and better than the incumbent utility if they localize the control and become a municipal power.
So how is this action being organized as far as you mentioned your website. How are you fundraising for that? Is there a link on your website to help if people want to go and help this effort? Can you repeat that, please?
Thanks, Dale. It's MinneapolisEnergyOptions.org. And when you're there, you have this really pretty button at the top that says donate. Click on it. And click on it again. Click on it a couple times.
And tell your friends about it.
Stay away from the light.
And that's it.
No, click on the button.
Or join us at some of our events. We have all sorts of stuff happening and all sorts of opportunities. If you click on the volunteer button and click on the volunteer calendar, you can see where we're going to be around all over Minneapolis.
It's huge, people. I mean, talk about making an impact on the environment. If we could take the reins of our own energy futures, I think, nobody's going to come to save us but ourselves.
Exactly.
Nobody is coming, people. The government's not coming. Look at Katrina. Look at some other catastrophes that have happened in the future. You have to fight tooth and nail to get money away from the teabaggers that are currently still in control of all spending measures in the House. The Republicans have control of spending right now at the federal level. I mean, they're blocking any appointments, left and right. No bills. The Democrats can't get any spending bills to the House. floor because the Republicans control the bills that can come on the floor. The Senate could push through some small measures or whatever, but again, it gets killed in the House. So anyway, so people are blaming the Democrats right now. That's a shell game. That's not, you can't do that because they have no power to get stuff to the floor. It all is initiated through committee.
We're talking about the Minnesota State Legislature. I mean, so much great things came out of the state legislature this year. But there's no chance for change right now because the session is closed. Mm-hmm. And so we can't say that we can change the state legislative process right now to give more authority to the city of Minneapolis. The state law book is closed. Mm-hmm. We have to put this on the ballot this year so that we have more authority, more leverage in these negotiations going forward.
Okay, how are we going to do that? How are we going to get on the ballot this year? When does that happen?
So we need, Minneapolis.
What is the timeline here, Dylan?
Great. So the timeline is under Minnesota State Statute 216B 44, 45, and 46. It's not that the Minneapolis Energy Options wants to govern by ballot measure. It's actually required in the state law, which is awesome. It creates an opportunity for participatory democracy where all of us have the freedom to choose for a more healthy and reliable energy future. And under that state law, no sooner than 120 days before the municipal elections, which would be November 5th of this year, so we're talking July 9th, but no later than 60 days before the November 5th election would be September 4th, the city council must authorize our ballot measure, which would be the question of shall the city of Minneapolis have the authority to erect, maintain, and build a municipal utility that would provide rates that are, reliable, affordable, and increasing access to clean energy in Minneapolis.
And again, it's investing in ourselves. So with that note, we're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Green Rock Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
When I was a boy each week, on Sunday we would go to church, pay attention to the priest, and he would read the holy word and consecrate the holy.
Looking to be on the cutting edge of renewable technology? Want to become energy independent? Or just tired of paying high electric bills? Minnesota Wind Technology's vertical access wind turbines are your answer. Our wind turbines are aesthetically pleasing, urban and suburban compatible, make very little noise, and have almost no vibration. Call Mike at 952-406-0022 today for a free wind analysis of your business or home. That's Mike at 952-406-0022. Or visit us at mnwind.us. That's mnwind.us.
It's time to experience the amazing flavors of eatlocalminnesota.com. It's your key to unlocking the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. See how eatlocalminnesota.com can point you to that perfect one-of-a-kind spot. Samba, Taste of Brazil, offers you delicious fusion dishes that bring amazing flavor. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., try their traditional lunch specials. Serve fast and starting under $8. Their dinner menu specializes in Brazilian meats and seafood. Samba, Taste of Brazil, 10th and Main Street in downtown Hopkins. Sanctuary is an elegant location for business dinners or romantic occasions, yet comfortable enough for casual snacks and cocktails. Using fresh, local, organic, and ethnic ingredients, Sanctuary serves beautiful dishes in ways you may never have had before. Monday through Thursday, a five-course tasting menu is only $35, 903 Washington Avenue by the Guthrie. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
When 7-year-old Brittany's mom tells her she's going to see a counselor at DAP, Brittany wonders fearfully,
what is a DAP?
Brittany is scared because she knows never to talk about what happens at home. She and her therapist don't just talk, they play. Through play therapy, Brittany describes how she feels about her home life and her dad's rage.
It's like a big T-Rex dinosaur looming over the house.
After many months of coming to DAP, Brittany has learned that the abuse is not her fault. Later, she describes new feelings about home.
The dinosaur is still here, but he's off in the corner and smaller.
That's what DAP does for children. We shrink dinosaurs. Domestic Abuse Project, or DAP, gives kids a safe place to break the secret they've kept for so long. But DAP can't shrink dinosaurs alone. Partner with us to help children heal from the domestic abuse they witness. Help DAP by participating in our spring fundraising campaign. Visit domesticabuseproject.org to see the many ways you can get involved.
By supporting the advertisers that support this station, you're keeping Minnesota's economy strong. By keeping your money in the local economy, you're supporting small, locally owned businesses that give back to their communities. And if you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them they should. And make sure that when you do shop locally, you tell them you heard their ads right here on AM 950. And as always, be sure to visit AM950radio.com for lists of advertisers, upcoming events, and our always free web stream of your favorite AM 950 shows.
You should give me your card.
And welcome back to Green Rock Radio. I'm your host, Dale Howie. Sitting in with me today are Dylan Kestel and Louis Alamayu. And they are working on freeing Minneapolis from the tyranny of utility.
Exploitation.
Exploitation, exactly. So we are the masters of our domain, and we have to vote in this fall for a ballot measure at the city council level in Minneapolis to get an initiative. Or help me explain this, Dylan. I'm tripping over my own tongue here.
No, that's great. That's great. So the first thing we really want to talk about with Minneapolis residents is, please, if you want clean energy, if you want affordable energy, if you want reliable energy, call your city council member. Call them up. And if they've already signed on and they're promising that they are going to vote yes to put this on the ballot, thank them. Embrace them. Thank them for their leadership on this issue.
Okay. Who could they thank now?
They could thank Councilmember Gary Schiff, Councilmember Betsy Hodges, and Woo-hoo! Councilmember Cam Gordon for their strong leadership of allowing Minneapolis residents to have the freedom to choose a clean and affordable energy future.
Well, Dylan, you know Xcel and CenterPoint are coming after you, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
They're coming after this. They're going to put some big bucks on this and try and put their people on the ballot and everything.
I ride fast on my bike. They'll
there you go. You dented a few quarter panels in your time on running around the city.
But
don't cut me off.
If your council members have not signed on to this, it is time to call. It is time to activate them and say, please, for future generations, for a healthy economy in Minneapolis, for all of us, allow us to vote yes
right.
on this.
Put down the Nintendo, shut off reality TV, and get a real life and get active in your community. Grow food, call your council person, get clean energy, because we should be paying ourselves to produce our own energy. And people always are complaining about corporations this and corporations that. Well, then go out and be the corporation that you want to be, right? How's that? Be the change you want to be. Be the corporation you want to be. You know, we could change that. You know what a B Corp is, a benefit corporation? That's how I kind of run my company. There's no structure right now in the state for that. But you know, what corporations used to be, what we had touched on in the last segment, and we're doing the wrap-up, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But they were for public benefit, you know, a reasonable profit, public benefit, good service. You know, those are the cornerstones of what corporations were supposed to be, not profit-taking at any cost and at the detriment of our lives, Monsanto. So we're doing a wrap-up here, and we want to talk to the gentleman now, Louis Alamayu and Dylan Kesty of Minneapolis Energy Options, on what you could do. We've talked a little bit about that, but let's really get down to the meat and potatoes of what that means.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. So you want to be part of this. You want to log on and join the movement. You want to join your friends and neighbors for a clean and affordable energy future. Come to Powderhorn Park. That's meeting on June 11th at 6 p.m. at Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis. That's our monthly meeting where you can join your friends and neighbors to learn about the campaign, ask questions, and get plugged into how you can be an active part of this energy future. Otherwise, you want to join us for a conversation, maybe grab a pint. Join us on June 10th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. at Common Roots Cafe at 2558.
I love that place.
Well, yeah, right.
They're
in Minneapolis
awesome.
There.
And, you know, Common Roots Cafe, I'm going to do a plug for them. Even though they're not paying me anything for it, is that they buy local. They really focus on buying from local farmers, local co-ops. They buy from Stone's Throw, which is right in the city.
More and more. Gandhi Mahal also buys local.
Yep. Part of our tagline for our gardens that we're starting is fossil fuel-free food. That has not come on come on the playing field yet.
It's a good expression.
We want to put solar panels on the field and run everything, run all our tilling equipment, everything off the sun, off electricity.
That's it. So you want local food? You love local beer? Let's talk about local energy. Like, we have this unique opportunity in Minnesota, in Minneapolis right now, to say we're moving forward on so many other issues. Let's move Minneapolis energy forward.
You've got quite a list here of resources. Host a house party to get your friends and neighbors informed and involved with the campaign. And email Dylan at D-Y-L-A-N, Dylan, at MinneapolisEnergyOptions.org. That's all spelled out, MinneapolisEnergyOptions.org. Or you can call them at 612-627-4035, extension 305. What are some other items that people can do here, Dylan?
We would like to...
Well, I'm really wanting people to call their city council people. Right now, as Dylan said, we have three who've signed on. We've talked to most of the city council people, and in every case, just about every case, they said they thought it was a good idea, but they didn't want to sign on to a losing campaign.
Ooh, wow.
Which says to me that they're not willing to sign on and help it be successful.
You know what? That bothers me. Take a risk. We elect leaders. We don't elect followers. You know that bumper sticker that says, there they go, I'm in their leader, for I must follow them. You know?
Well, I think it would be really crucial for people to call Elizabeth Glidden. Mm-hmm. Because several of the other council people that we talked to said, if she's for it, I'll be for it.
Wow. Okay.
So.
You know what to do, people. You know, democracy is a participatory sport.
We even had one council person named Don Samuels say he wouldn't be the 4th, 5th, 6th, but he would be the 7th.
Oh, boy.
So it's been very challenging to have these meetings. We need you out there to put pressure on these people to do the right thing, because we all have something at stake here.
Yeah. You know what's funny is out of Portland, we had a gentleman who owns Silicon Energy, or he's the president of Silicon Energy as a guest, and he said, it's such a different world here. He's got to fight for everything in Minnesota. He said, in Portland, everybody's bugging him. What can you do? What can we do for you? How can we help you? You know, come on, people, let's get with the program. Can you at least pretend you want to save yourself? You know, I mean, that's why I do this show, is because my wife got sick of me talking to people one at a time. So, and she's got tired of hearing about it. So I'm doing this show because I feel so strongly that this information has to get out there. We have to activate, motivate, resuscitate the population to try and save yourself, please.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is for our children, for, you know, everybody's children, and for our future. You know, get up off your couch, make a phone call, go out in the yard, play in the dirt. Let's get it done.
Sounds good.
That's it. Working together, we can secure a clean, affordable, reliable energy future that creates jobs, that is life-giving, that moves us into a 21st century economy that is, you know, a very reliable, smart grid technology. It doesn't make sense at the rate at which technology is changing to sign that away. Mm-hmm. Let's vote yes on Minneapolis Energy Options and secure a healthy energy future for everybody.
Right. And another thing, too, on the solar is that, you know, when they do the net metering, how they've got it rigged right now, as costs go up, your income goes up. So if we can get that fixed and get fair value metering instead of net metering, that would fix and create a better incentive for the solar as well. They would still be making profit off of it. They're still getting, you know, energy for free to the grid, you know. So I don't know what they're complaining about. You know,
greed. It's greed.
Greed.
It's greed.
Oh, man, that raised its ugly head. Well, anyway, I've had a wonderful time with you gentlemen. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you've been listening to Green Rock Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice in Minnesota. We'll see you next week, or hear you next week. Go out there and get active. Capitol at 1 o'clock. March against Monsanto. See you there.
There's a street in a river town, and on that street is Mary's house. By the house is a deep ravine, and running there is a magic house.